Food that you eat between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
Okay, and this verb, you say this morning at 7 o'clock I ate breakfast.
Ate breakfast.
I've already
eaten.
I sure do like to
eat.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to prepare some coffee, you say, I think I'll go in the kitchen and
make some coffee.
All right. And if you wanted to get something to drink, you might go to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
And if you drop the glass on a hard surface, it's going to
break.
Yeah, you dropped it and it
broke.
I have plenty. Okay. And this verb, if it's very hot, you say you a lot of water.
You say have?
I blank a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water.
I have a lot today.
Drunk.
Okay, I sure do like to.
Drink.
Okay. If you're having company over to eat and they're all standing around the table and you don't want them to keep standing, you can tell them to go ahead.
Sit.
Yeah, so they went ahead and
sat.
By the time you came back, they had already
sat.
Okay. What would you tell your guests at the dinner table to do if you didn't want them to wait until the food was passed to them? Say, go ahead and
help yourself.
So they went ahead and
help themselves. They had already helped themselves.
Okay. If somebody passed you something that you didn't want, what would you say?
No, thank you. I don't want any of that.
Would it make a difference according to whether you were at somebody else's house or whether you were, you know, just among your own family?
Probably.
Any idea of what you might say?
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Declining food.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say I don't care for any?
Yes, I wouldn't care for any.
In which situation do you think?
Probably. With guests or at someone else's house, I would say, no thank you, I wouldn't care for any.
Okay, food that's been heated and served a second time, you say you're having
leftovers.
And in other words, the food has been
leftover.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth to begin to
chew.
Sure. What about a dish that's kind of soupy stuff? Just cornmeal boiled in water, maybe with a little salt added.
Oatmeal? No, cornmeal, you said. Cornmeal. Grits. I don't know.
Do you know the word mush?
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't really know what it is.
But you have heard the word?
Uh-huh, mush.
Yeah. What about kush?
No.
You know that? Okay. What do you call a place that people have, you know, they cultivate themselves? In the backyard or wherever.
A little garden.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things would you grow in a garden?
Tomatoes. You mean just a little city garden, mm-hmm. Just a small plot of land. Maybe some green beans, okra and squash, with some flowers mixed in to help fight off some bugs. Plant some zinnias, marigolds. Maybe some peppers.
You mentioned tomatoes. So do you have a variety that doesn't get much bigger than
A salad tomato or cherry tomato.
Sure. What about these things that make your eyes water?
Onions.
Yeah.
Green onions.
Is that? Are you talking about two different things?
No. When I think of growing it myself, I would think of green onions.
Do you have a name for the type of onion with the long stalk to it? You see in salad bars and restaurants.
With the long green stalk? That's what I call a green onion.
Green onion, but the big ones you call?
Just an onion.
Just an onion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things together, they're all different kinds of
vegetables.
Sure. All right. You mentioned grits a minute ago. Have you ever heard of...